First off, why football? Why football? Of course, it's the world game, such as it were. I mean, it's still kind of finding its popularity in Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, football, as we know, it is the world game. And if you look at the characteristics that football encompasses, you know, it has values that promote unity, respect, equality, and inclusion, and also instilling with us, you know, transferable skills like communication and teamwork. And it's a tool or it's a sport that is familiar globally around the world. And a lot of the young people in our program are young people from overseas, from refugee backgrounds, and we use it as a way to provide some familiarity for them as they settle into their new homes. But, you know, I'd say football is also one of the only sports that can be so innovative, that can go above and beyond just playing the game. You know, if you look globally, it's used to educate young people about, you know, things like mine risk in Laos, or, you know, enabling the disabled using football games for the blind in Brazil. So it's quite universal and very powerful.
Why did you feel the need for this program specifically here in Western Sydney?
Yeah, look, the founder of Football United and Bundy Burris saw the power that football had in her experiences in her humanitarian work overseas, where communities who had very little resources, who played football barefoot, just it brought so much joy to them. And it united a nation when she was watching the World Cup in France, where it just united the entire country at the time in 98, where they were going through a lot of issues. And so when she moved to Australia, she identified that the young people here, refugee youth, couldn't get access to playing mainstream football. And we sort of made it a mission that we provided opportunities for young people to access the game. Because if young people are feeling isolated and not engaging with the wider society, we know that that could result in some negative behaviours. So we wanted to help with their settlement process to assist with social integration and promote positive health and well-being for them.
If we've got kids from a whole different range of backgrounds, I've got to imagine it's going to be fairly tough on them to make friendships, to connect with other people outside of initiatives like this.
Yeah, look, there are some great resources where young people, as they arrive to Australia, their first entry into education is through intensive English centres, and they do some great work to assist young migrant and refugee youth to interact and engage with people of all backgrounds. But our program specifically is set up so that young people can meet and interact with people of all backgrounds. We have probably over 70, 80 different ethnic groups represented in our programs, and the idea is for them to learn to communicate, learn to interact and socialise, but also have fun and play the game that they love. But also build their capacity to be leaders in their community. So we offer leadership development, coaching qualifications type courses through camps and weekend trainings so that eventually they can deliver the programs in their communities.
70 different backgrounds. That's absolutely tremendous.
Yeah, look, it's quite diverse and really representative of the nation that we live in, you know, and it's about embracing the diversity and respecting each other's differences and identifying the similarities and how we can work together. I'd say about 50% of the young people are from refugee, newly arrived backgrounds, but then also second generation immigrants as well.
I understand the Socceroos. I mean, I'm not a mad sports fan by any means, but I understand about half the Socceroos squad this year is from a non-English speaking background. So do you think the Socceroos might have a bright future with so many refugee migrant kids signing up to programs like this?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think we should paint a realistic picture as well, in that accessing the pathway to elite playing is also very challenging for communities, in the sense that fees are quite high. It's very competitive. But, you know, I think over time I'm hoping that it becomes more accessible, but not only for the to achieve a level like the Socceroos, but I think the Matildas as well, the national women's team. We have a lot of young girls in our program who aspire to play for their country. So I'm very, very hopeful that we'll see hopefully some of our participants on the world stage someday.
Terrific. Just as a final point, Asma, if people want to find out a little bit more, maybe get somebody involved with this program, where should they go?
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for volunteers to help us with our special events and coaches that are qualified or looking to be qualified at our programs. They can just visit our website, which is www.footballunited.org.au. And on that, there's opportunities to click an expression of interest and complete that as well.
Asma, it sounds like an absolutely terrific program. Thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us, having a chat with us about it today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Sean.